yesterday, direct action to stop the war led a demonstration on short notice at the Pacific Stock Exchange in San Francisco. 500 people turned out, blocking the stock exchange, blocking intersections. 80 people were arrested. It was a little preview. Direct Action to Stop the War is organizing to shut down the war makers if they insist on bombing Iraq. We will not go to war. We will not go to school. We will grab our friends and we will come to San Francisco. The war makers cannot hide behind the presidential shield. They cannot hide in corporate boardrooms. They cannot hide above the glass ceiling. We will shut them down. They want to say that the people who participate in nonviolent direct action are a fringe group. They want to say that we're the usual suspects. Well, look around, America. You are the usual suspect. If they insist on bringing this down, it will be the mother of all shutdowns. We are workers. We are vets. We are people of color. We are capitalists and anti-capitalists. We are stockbrokers. We are soccer moms. And we will not comply with the war machine. Let us make no mistake about it. They have the power to execute this war with or without popular support. That is the definition of empire. We are the privileged subjects of this empire, and if we do not take it upon ourselves to call this out, we will be the scourge of the world. We must stand up and we must exercise our democratic right to express dissent. We must tell everybody at home and everybody in the world that we will not obey, and neither should you. 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 When we get to Jefferson Square Park today, direct action to stop the war will be providing mass, nonviolent civil disobedience training. Come out, join us, take a stand, and stop the war now.
Just a second, we'll be ready to go.